Good evening. Tonight is Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. This is a regular meeting of the Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation. Going to bring this meeting to order at 6:10 p.m. Thanks for your patience. We were securing a quorum. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
United States of America,
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can we get a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Roche,
present.
Ms. Jermaine Izzo.
Present.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Ms. Mancini Wright. Ms. Mancini Wright. Ms. Pirelli Silkoff.
Present.
Ms. Patel. Ms. Patel. Mr. Rivera.
Present.
Ms. Simon.
Present.
And Ms. Wobno.
Present.
You have 7 members present.
Okay, thank you. That's a quorum. Item number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I don't believe there are any changes. Item number 5, public portion. Would anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? 3rd and final, does anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed. Item number 6, financial.
Madam Chair, sorry, just for the record that the Kristen Mancini Wright entered the meeting at 6:11 p.m.
Okay, thank you. Welcome, thank Kristen. You. Item number 6, financial update. We're going to get an update from the finance director, Brian Hall.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
And I just wanted to give everybody a little bit of an update. Attached to the agenda were some of the financial documents that went to MFAC recently. The mayor and I had a really good update with them. It's probably one of the best ones we've had. We really are in far better shape than we've ever been. Some of the highlights that we talked about, because obviously we were very concerned about the 24-25 audit. We let them know that that is well underway. We are far ahead of schedule compared to prior years. All the information was given to the audit on time in October. Very hopeful that, you know, we can get this done in December. I think the only potential risk is just the fact that the state has requested that our auditor help out Hamden, another municipality who's really struggling with their books. And he was a former auditor on their books, so they kind of brought him in as a consultant. But, you know, that said, he's still got a team of people working on it, and I haven't heard anything that puts our timelines at risk, but he has apologized to me for, you know, being a little bit distracted and the committee, and let them know that, you know, unfortunately, Hamden's been a little bit bigger priority for him than Derby. That said, like I said, all of the information's been to them, and it's great, and we're plugging along. We're still expecting around an $800,000 surplus with that current 25 audit. A lot of that was due to some great work in the tax office by the new tax collector, as well as some additional interest that we've been earning due to some treasury management from the finance team, making sure we've got money in the accounts that generate the most interest and so on. So it's been good work by all. I think that's going to contribute a lot to that 800-ish thousand surplus. If that materializes, I expect it will, we'll end up with a fund balance around $5.2 million, which is right around our 10% target, which is great. Again, another really strong financial metric for the city. What that can start to really mean is that going forward, if we get surpluses and as you know, if they occur, you can start to take that money and put it into a capital account that we're going to establish, kind of a long-term capital fund to cover, you know, whatever it is we need. I know the referendum passed, and that's going to get some items, but if you're ever seen any of our capital committee meetings, you'll see it's still a very long list of items that are on that list, and we can never seem to get to all of them, though I must say we're making great progress. Everyone's been very excited about it, and you know, we're going to keep chipping away, but you know, once you've shored up your fund balance, now you can really start to do something with any kind of additional monies that come in. So again, another big positive for this team and everything that we've been doing so far. As far as 25-26 goes, again, still pretty early in the year, but you know, everything's on track. I think there's definitely an opportunity again for a similar size surplus in the 25-26 year, mainly because we're getting some real positive news about our stop loss insurance payments. So when we switch to the new insurance provider, you take, you know, you had to do it about a year in advance, but we took out some insurance, which allows for your stop loss to continue on basically July, August, September. Well, thankfully we did that, because while that insurance only costs about $80,000, we expected to pay out around $800,000 in claims that came in those years related to the previous time when we were self-insured. And now we're expecting a refund check, but it has taken a long time for that to work. I guess it's because of the particular insurance, and you know, I've been working with the our insurance broker. Because of that timing, it's not going to be next year's. It's not going to be in the 25 audit. It's going to be in this year's. So it'll be a pickup to this year's. It helps cover some other claims that have been trickling in, but nowhere near, you know, the money that we expect to get. So I'll keep everybody updated on that. I don't want to bank it until I have the check in hand and I know there's going to be no issues with it. But certainly, again, looking good for the 25-26 year.
Ryan, what's the stop loss threshold? 150?
125,000 per person. Yeah.
Okay. How many claims do we have above that? Off the top of your head, if you know.
I don't know the specific number of claims, but a lot of the above 125 ended up occurring in this July, August, September timeframe, yeah. As is somewhat common, because right. You know, it takes a while to kind of build up. So, you know, to get to that threshold, that 125,
it
takes a while. So, but they're usually all big ticket items,
right?
Typically, maybe 5 to 10 kind of individuals and their families are responsible for those type of things.
Thanks.
And then obviously we're starting the 26-27 budget. That is really the next big thing on the agenda. MFAC again spoke to the fact that while we're in that process, we should be doing a 5-year plan as well. So that is something I'm going to put together. The mayor will be sending out his letter to all the department heads, giving the directives. Obviously, we're still trying to stay as flat as possible. I don't know that we're going to be able to achieve what we did last year as far as the 0% and really getting most every department to stay flat. You know, remember, we also had that insurance change, which helped keep insurance costs flat. Now, I know insurance costs are going to go up. That's just part of the plan. Nowhere near probably what we would have been dealing with if we were self-insured, especially in light of some of this new claims information. But that said, you know, we're going to have some kind of increased costs. The other big thing that's going on right now is the revaluation, right? That's going to happen this year. So that's starting to get in flight where the home values are getting reassessed. The letters will start to go out for folks. What I can tell you though is that We're investigating an exemption called the homestead exemption, which allows for the Board of Alders to approve a reduction for residents that live in and occupy and own their homes, right? Whether that's a condo, single family, multifamily. And that will help balance things out, because what typically happens in a revaluation is your commercial properties don't rise as much as your residential properties do. And while you can bring the mill rate down, you can't just bring the mill rate down different rates for the commercial versus residential. So you bring it down, but you know, even if Derby net-net is collecting the same amount of taxes, that burden's going to shift a little bit to the residential versus commercial. So this homestead exemption would help offset some of that, at least for the residents that live and own their home. So obviously, folks that are rent, you know, that own rental properties, they're still going to see a little bit of higher taxes, and the commercial folks will see less of a reduction than probably they would have seen otherwise. So, you know, we're excited about it. It's a relatively new exemption that we're being allowed. There's not a lot of structure around it, so we have to work with legal counsel to sort of define the parameters, and likely we'll have some increased costs in the assessor's office to process all of the applications that we would expect. There's probably about 2,500 residents in Derby that would apply or that would qualify for this. And we have to prepare and assume that everyone's going to apply. But 2,500 applications takes time. And we got to make sure we've got the staff in place. Otherwise, bills could get late and so on, and other things can't get done. So it's something we're working through, but excited about, and think it's really going to help mitigate the burden of this reassessment for, you know, most of the Derby residents.
Is there any kind of time frame as far as the reevaluation?
Like I say, it's in flight now. So, you know, it's going to follow its normal course. I believe they have to kind of certify everything by the end of January is typically the way, but they can still certify the numbers and then we can get the exemption kind of approved after that fact. It's just, you do it at a time frame where you got to get the bills out. So you got to know where the numbers are. I think from a budget standpoint, I'm pretty comfortable assuming that everyone will take advantage of it, come up with a percentage, lower the mill rate based on that assumption. And then if folks don't apply for whatever reason, there would be some upside in our numbers. But what they'll be allowed to do is then they'll be allowed to apply next year, right? So even if maybe there's some upside this year, likely eventually they're going to have to, they'll likely apply the following year when they find out more about it. But there'll be a big communication stream and push, because we want all of the residents to do it in the first year. And then probably just reapply every 5 years at the revaluation time and likely continue on. It's the type of thing that once you start it, you really can't stop it. But that said, I don't think it's overly burdensome for the assessor's office. I think it's really good for the residents. I think it's something that we need to very seriously consider and push for, even though I know it's going to put a lot of stress on a lot of folks at a time when there's still a lot going on between the budget and just the normal revaluation process. But it's important that we try to make it happen. Anyone else have any other questions about any of the financials or any of the update from MFAC?
No.
Okay. Great.
Okay, moving on to item number 7, transfer requests.
Yeah, so there's just two transfers tonight. The first one's related to some incident response stipend that the fire stations receive from the state when they respond to fires on Route 8. The East End Fire Station got a new treasurer, they informed us that, you know, he was going back to the books, and there was a period of time prior to this administration, 22-23, where that money was being mistakenly deposited into the city's funds instead of going directly to the fire stations themselves, as they should have been. We noticed this also with another fire station. Last year, again, we reviewed it, made sure those payments were real and happened, and they did. We also confirmed that the previous administration did not redistribute those payments to the fire stations as they should have. The unfortunate consequence of that is twofold. One, it ended up going into our general fund in the previous years. And it also really deterred the Eastland Fire Station anyway from even applying for this money going forward, because they knew they weren't getting the money. They were frustrated. And so they weren't even getting that money from the state. So now no one was benefiting from it. So really would like to remedy that, the $7,500 that they should have gotten in 22 and 23. We'll get that to them. We'll have to take it out of the working balance this year, but I'm still confident we can support that for that payment. The other one is that the final state budget allocated additional almost $87,000 for town aid to Derby. There's already about, I think we said 261,000 that was originally budgeted and expected for it. And the way we budget for it is we put it in the revenue, and then we also put it in the expense side in the public works budget. So now that we've got this additional money, we just really need to do the same thing. We need to increase the revenue side and then increase the expense side. So no net impact to any of our overall budgets. Again, the revenues offset the expenses, but it's just a transfer that we want to get completed so that Mike can plan accordingly for how he's going to best spend this money in this budget cycle.
Okay. So as far as the money for the fire, you said East End, the 7,500 would cover that, but there was another firehouse that was also impacted. Why isn't that included here?
We actually took care of that last year. So they had discovered the problem earlier on. I think they'd gotten a treasurer, obviously some pint last year, who identified it. So we were able to figure out how to get them that funds last year.
Okay. And have you checked on the other two firehouses? Does this bring everybody up to date? Well, he said there was one other from last year that was already
taken. It was Hotchkins last year, so there would be two left. I understand we got four in total, right? I haven't reached out to the other two firehouses. I will do that. I'll do that as a follow-up and just see, make sure that those payments all got to the right place. I thought they were, because Gary seemed pretty confident that it was generally working right, but I guess 50%.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to make a transfer from the budget working balance to the working balance in the amount of $7,500 from line item 5020-58500, transfer to line item 4203-55000, fire department account expenses.
A motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second?
Ashley, second. I'll motion. Oh, sorry.
You take Ashley.
Thank you both. Motions seconded by Jen DeRoche. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Line item number two from the Revenue Department, town aid account in the amount of $86,863. Transfer from line item 3000-48955, transfer to line item 4303-54309, highway department account town aid. Is there a motion?
Ashley, motion,
Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
A second, Mike.
Seconded by Mike. Any discussion?
May I just for clarity. So you're increasing the revenue and then the expense side. Because the way it is in the paper is a little confusing. So I'm just... But it's really not a transfer. It's just you're taking that, you're just increasing the expense line, right? So it's a wash.
It's a wash.
I don't know if that's the way I read it on the paper.
Okay.
I mean, I understood it. He said it that way, but I just want to make sure that when she does the minutes, it's what you're asking to do.
Okay. Right. So, maybe we rephrase it from increase the revenue town aid account. 86,863, 3,4895. So we're going to increase that account by 86,000. And we're going to increase the highway department town aid expense account 4303-54309 by the same amount, 86,863.
Okay, Louise, are you getting that?
Yes, I'm good. Yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, so there was a motion on the floor made by Laura, seconded by Mike.
Right.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Item number 8, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Laura.
Motion made by Laura. Is there a second?
I'll second, Mike.
Second.
Seconded by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion adjourned. Meeting adjourned. This meeting is ended at 6:32 p.m.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.